You know, in life, sometimes we always think of things of like taking chances, right? And what we take chances for, you know, like the relationships or, you know, going out on the limb and having faith and doing the things that we're supposed to do to make us happy. Excuse me. Even like relationship, let's go back to that, where people say, okay, if anybody cheats, it lacks discipline, right? If you're cheating, you lack discipline, you have low vibrations of keep doing the same thing over and over again, right? Of, you know, being with multiple people and you can't stay on task, right? I do believe that everybody's not fit to be faithful, right? It's not in some people's nature, whether it be woman or a male. You know, it's just it's a human being that have these traits that they have to work on. And I think honesty is the best policy in anything. But you take chances, and every day, or not even every day, or people you confide in, people you're talking to, you're taking chances. I think the thing is that people are just not super honest with themselves of it all, you know. And honesty will bring you the truth of everything, you know. But the expectations for somebody, it goes far and beyond in between. So you have to sit back and look and just allow a person to be the person that they are. And that person's not for you. You don't need to be with them. We live in a society where everybody thinks like one way, right? They think this way of, you know, you meet somebody, you get married, have children, you know, and you have this beautiful house and you live, which is a great thing. And I'm not knocking it, but that's not for everybody. And the crazy thing is that the person you may like, you know, may not be the person that share the same values as you. You know, but you take those chances with that person, knowing what the outcome is going to be, hoping that this person will change and maybe this will be for me. And no, this is who this person is, and they're being honest. You know, nobody can follow a cord. You know, if a person looks at you and says, I want to get married, somebody says, I don't want to get married, you can't be mad. You know, you can't be mad if somebody don't want to get married, because if you take a chance with somebody that's telling you the truth about how they feel and what their beliefs are, and they telling you, I don't want to get married, and you stick around, that's not that person's fault. It's your fault. You took a chance on somebody that didn't agree with you on what those terms were. You know, you can't expect that. Now, if somebody lies to you and tells you they want to get married, knowing that the true belief that they don't, then that's a different story. And that goes on so much, you know, and this is the chances that we take in life. Everybody should take chances in life. I tell people all the time, in life, you got to take the big chance, whatever you do, whether it be, but I'm saying good chances, not the ones you know and being like, wait a minute, okay? I'm talking about for your own self. You got to go out and step out on that limb and jump and see where you land and hope you had that parachute, because in life, you only get one shot. This is the only one. I hear so much inspirational stories about people who, like, you know, leaving their jobs, walking on faith, and understanding that, you know, they're going to bet on themselves. When was the last time you bet on yourself? When was the last time you did something for yourself, to better others? When was the last time you did it? Walking on faith and believing in yourself is a true thing. Sometimes in life, man, the universe, whether you're spiritual, whether, you know, you believe in God, whatever the case may be, you know, something is telling you, that urges you to take a chance on yourself and do what you have to do. I understand that we have these circumstances, we got bills, we got situations that we have to handle, but guess what? At some point in your life, the bets are all on you. You control your own destiny, your own power. I love to hear inspirational stories when somebody took a chance, like, you know what, I was in this situation, I said F it, and I just did it. And then you turn around, their lives have changed forever. Yeah, it's a scary thing. Yeah, you're gonna get worried. But guess what? We worry every day. We worry every day. At some point in capacity, how society is, we worry, right? We worry, you know, about us being on time for work, or we got to hurry up and pay this bill, or we got to worry about this, or if you have children, you got to worry about the daycare, you got to worry about your child, you got to worry about, we are worried about so much stuff in life. Your brain has to settle has to sit still. It has to stay calm. It has to be very poised, you know. And you look around yourself and you have that faith in yourself. You won't believe the unimaginable things that may happen. I love to hear the things. I remember years ago, I was at work. Sky walked in, and you know, we worked at the same job together, and I got there like early in the morning. He came past my cubicle. He was like, "Hey, T." I was like, "What's up? What's good?" He was like, "I'm chilling, man." I see him packing up his desk. I said, "Where you going?" I said, he's like, "I'm out." I said, "You leaving?" I said, "What, you going to another cubicle?" He was like, "No, I'm leaving, man." I said, "You found another gig, man?" He said, "Not even." He said, I just woke up and just said, "Fuck it. I'm tired of being controlled and tired of just being and doing everything of beyond expectations and doing other things to help this company." He said, "I need to help myself and help what I need to do. And I haven't had another job, but I'm going to walk with faith and do what I got to do." He packed his shit up. He got the fuck out of there. And he left. Because he went on faith. And to this day, he's doing fine. He's doing good for himself. You know, he has his own business. He's doing very well. But the thing is that he took his faith. He took a leap of faith. Now, I know some people say, "Well, you got to have a plan when you leave." Yeah, you do in some capacity. But do you? Or do you already know who you are as a person to get things done? Right? So these things are going to happen. Right? And I think it's important to all of us at some point to take a chance on ourselves and bet on ourselves and believe on ourselves and do the things that we want to do. Right? To make ourselves happier and in our lives. Because life is very short. And life, we don't know what life is going to take us. We're here today. We're going tomorrow. We don't know what we're going to hear. Because I always say, and I always tell everybody, at some point right now, as I'm talking to you, somebody heard some bad news. Somebody has heard something they probably didn't want to hear. Or somebody is about to get evicted. Or somebody, you know, went to the doctors and he said you only got 6 months to live. So you, the people I'm talking to right now that's listening to me, that's got your headset on, that's listening to me right now, you, the individual, take a chance on yourself. Do what's good for you. Do the things that you feel as though in your life that you desire that's going to make you happy. Because when it's all said and done, and when you on that bed or when you closing your eyes, you don't want to have no regrets. None at all. Because it's very important to take on the task. It's not what nobody else think. It's not their life. You know, because when you pass away on your own. Because guess what? I heard something one day and they said big caskets don't come with bunk beds. So it's important for you in your lifetime to take the risk to believe in yourself and do what's best for you and your family and what's going to put you at the top. And you know, you got to really hold yourself to a higher standard. And it's not even no cocky stuff and, you know, yes, be humble, do what you got to do. But at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, you'll be happy, at more peace with yourself, knowing that you know what you did. Excuse me, knowing what you did was possible. We live in a world society where we're all on this alarm clock. We're all on this clock of being here and there. And we got all this stuff going on and it just beats you down mentally. You know, don't get me wrong. Everybody, you know, we look at social media and everybody in this, you know, in this great situation, but it's a lot of people that's not, you know, and you got to look at yourself every time in the mirror and you got to ask yourself, man, am I doing everything worthy of what I'm supposed to do? And I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do as far as though what I'm in society and it may not be, you know, you got to take that big risk one time. You got to see what it's like for yourself. Taking chances. We take chances to things that we shouldn't be taking chances for. You know, that's not the way to think. That's why I always say, going back to the relationship thing, where people want to get married and things like that. And Some people just don't want to get married. And I was listening, like I said, I listened to a guy, and I'm referring this to a marriage from a situation of taking chances. So hear me out. So what I'm saying is that, you know, taking chances in life, right? The big chances. And the guy was like being, the guy on the Instagram was like saying, you know, being, he said the low vibrations and like people not being disciplined. And, you know, if you got to cheat, you're not being disciplined. And my thing is that that's not the case. The case is that it's not meant for everybody, but people still take chances of getting married because they feel it's something that they can do. They're taking a chance, you know, whether they fail or not. But it's very important. If you want to take a chance with somebody that probably doesn't know if they want to get married or whatever like that, that's a chance. And if, that is a choice that you desire to do. You took a chance on something, right? But my thing is you, the person, not taking a chance on somebody and hoping this works, but taking a chance on yourself to get where you at, you know? It all depends on what we're taking chances are. And I just firmly believe that the chances that we take should help you on the other side of life. And it's important. Yeah, it's going to be scary. It's going to be unpredictable. It's going to be everything that you imagine. But guess what? When it's all said and done, and when your story is told, it's going to be a beautiful one. Because let me tell you, man, the power is inside of y'all. Each and every one of y'all. Each and every one of y'all is a power that's whole within yourself. And it doesn't matter what anybody thinks. Nobody. Not even me. Not even me. I love to see people take chances. All the time. Like, yo, as long as they're positive. You know, go ahead, take it, do it. You're going to be fine. You're going to live. Life goes on. It's always going to go on. And you're here. You're blessed. You're healthy. Your life's going to go on. Don't let nobody tell you or second guess anything you do in your life. Nothing. Nothing that you do. When it comes to you and what you want to do. With you. Not doing it with somebody else. What you want to do. That's why I was saying referring to marriage when the guy was talking about discipline and, you know, and the cheating thing and all like that. I'm like, nah, cheating only happens. It only happens when a person is not being honest with you about anything. But somebody somewhere took a chance on somebody when they got married, but that other person, they wasn't honest with themselves. That's not what we're talking about, but they took a chance. Don't take a chance on nobody else. Take a chance on yourself. Bet on yourself. Love yourself. Do what you gotta do to get where you at. And always, and I know honesty is a hard thing because people don't want to hear it, but you gotta be super honest with yourself. Be honest with the person that you're talking to. Be honest with yourself and who you are. And the truth will set you free. Because you know what? At the end of the day, respect goes a long way. Respect goes a long, long way. And that's what we have in society. People are not honest with themselves. They're not. And if you're honest with yourself and honest with people around you, at least they know who you are. And you got a lot of respect for yourself at the end of the day. And there's nothing for you to worry about. Nothing. So for the people out there that's listening to me, they got your earphones on, or you're driving in your car and you're going to work, or you're just sitting somewhere in the dining room or your house or whatever the case may be, wherever you at, if you even listen to this at your job, right? I want you to know this. Take a chance. Bet on yourself. Think some things out. Believe in yourself and walk on faith and see what the outcome is be. See what the outcome is going to be. Other than that, I want you to live your life, love yourself, and always, always remember this. Always remember to love yourself. And I'm out. Peace.